Throughout our normal life, we find ourselves in four main postures. There's sitting, standing, walking, and lying down. Rosemary and I have already explained to you the sitting and the walking meditation postures. Now I'm going to explain to you the standing meditation posture. The lying down posture is generally not used for meditation purposes unless you're injured or ill or before going to sleep, because it is too easy to fall asleep in that posture, and then it becomes sleeping and dreaming instead of meditating. So why do we want to learn standing meditation? What we're trying to do here is to develop awareness, mindfulness. If we are to understand who and what we are, we have to observe closely. We have to develop the ability to be more consistently mindful throughout the day. By learning how to meditate formally in the standing posture, then this helps us at any time during the day, whenever we are standing, to find more inner peace and happiness. Generally, you'll probably find yourself standing quite often in your normal life. Standing at the bank, standing buying groceries, standing waiting to cross the street, standing waiting for a bus, etc. Here you will be standing in line to get your food. If a person is not mindful during those moments, what may happen is a lot of boredom, frustration, anger, or desire, which takes them farther and farther away from having any peace and contentment in the mind. The standing meditation is another sharpening stone for the mind, sharpening our awareness. By learning how to meditate in all the different postures, then we can use any moment of the day to find more inner peace and happiness. I'm now going to explain the basic posture. With the standing meditation, if you have learned any other types of standing meditation, especially in martial art traditions, please do not confuse the two. They have different purposes. If you try to do a different type here, then you can create some confusion for yourself. Here we want to just stand as an average person would, not creating anything special. The feet are spread about as wide as the shoulders, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. We do not encourage putting the feet right next to each other, because this makes the body rather top-heavy. It's easy to fall over if you do get sleepy. So the feet are spread about as wide as the shoulders, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. The legs are straight. The hips are in line with the shoulders and the feet. And I say that in particular for any of you who may have a rather bad posture where you slouch and roll your hips forward. So the hips are in line with the shoulders and the feet. The hands are either loosely by your side or together in front of you in your lower chest stomach area. We do not encourage putting the hands behind the back because this rolls the shoulders forward. It gives a bad posture. It can create pain in your neck and shoulder area. So the hands either loosely by your side or together in front of you in your lower chest stomach area. The head is similar to the sitting. Again, though, if you do get sleepy, be sure to open the eyes, look down in front of you, about 2 meters, 6 or 7 feet. As you can appreciate, the standing posture is a little more dangerous than the sitting. If you do get a bit sleepy, then you could fall over and hurt yourself. So it's very important to open the eyes as soon as you get a bit sleepy, look down in front of you. The basic awareness is, again, on the breathing, but because we do have this aspect of slight caution, danger of falling over, we do need a little bit extra attention on the body posture itself. When you begin the standing, we encourage you to check over your body, similar to the sitting. However, in the standing, we encourage you to start at the head and going down to your feet. Then when you get down to your feet, we're going to encourage you to keep the attention there for a few extra moments, just feeling the touch of your feet on the ground. We often refer to this simply as grounding our attention. After a few extra moments of that, then to broaden your awareness to feel the whole body standing. The whole body standing. After a couple moments of that, then one or two deep breaths, and then the rest is similar to the sitting with a little bit of added attention on the body posture itself. So now we're going to do about 5 minutes of standing meditation, so please stand up and I'll guide you through the settling into the posture. Feet are spread about as wide as the shoulders, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Legs are straight, hips in line with the shoulders and the feet. Hands either loosely by your side or together in front of you in your stomach chest area. The head is similar to the sitting. Now bring your attention to your face. Check your tongue, your mouth, and your eyes. Check your head and your neck. Maybe a little rocking of the neck can help. Check your shoulders, your arms, and your hands. Bring your attention to your back and your chest, your stomach. Take your attention to your hips, down through your legs. When you get to your feet, keep the attention there for a few extra moments, feeling the touch of your feet on the ground. Then broaden your awareness to feel the whole body standing, the whole body standing. Then one or two deeper breaths. And the rest is similar to the sitting with a little bit of added attention on the body posture itself.